Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
Molly, we are crossing over the threshold into the fourth industrial revolution. Can it solve the world's challenges? And there are many challenges out there.
And we are also crossing over to the Atlantic for our next guest. Marga Hoek is on Zoom from the Netherlands. Marga, it's got to be pretty late there. Thank you so much for joining us. Marga is the Chief Executive Officer. She just came out with a new book that's all about tech. It's called Tech for Good: Imagine Solving the World's Greatest Challenges. So Marga, thank you once again for joining us on this exciting Monday evening in the Netherlands.
Thanks, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Of course, yeah. So tell us a little bit about the book, what inspired you to write it, and what's like your background in this topic?
So the book is called, like you said, Tech for Good. And it's a book that synergizes, on the one hand, sustainability, and on the other hand, technology. And both of them are very important topics, but not very often they're brought together to see how, you know, the intersection of technology and sustainability looks like. And I've been a CEO in the past, and then I moved on to lead a sustainable business association because I was passionate about the fact that business can be a force for good and having a good business case at the same time, and even more so, being progressive on sustainability strengthens companies' competitive position. And before this, I wrote the book, The Trillion Dollar Shift, which was about the sustainable development goals, you know, the goals that we set out in 2015 with the timeline to 2030. You just referred at the intro to all these challenges which are in these sustainable development goals. And in that book, I described all the opportunities that arise if companies really engage with sustainability in their business, you know, to do less harm, but really see how they can create value. And then it appeared that technology is, you know, maybe even our biggest ally moving forward, because it can be a huge force for good and also strengthen companies' commercial positions. So I thought that's exciting because, you know, the whole debate is so often about how we fear technology, how, you know, it's supposed to do bad things and, you know, replacing our jobs and all that. But I think it's important with all of those challenges around us, you know, in a way, the consequences of the former industrial revolutions, that in essence, we have to embrace what technology can do for both humanity and the world. And that gets a bit lost. And so that's the reason why I wrote the book, Imagine Tech for Good, Solving the World's Challenges, to put people's, you know, eye and hopefully inspiration with that positive view on technology.
We already have technology. Who's doing it right at this point? Do you look at specific companies as example?
Yeah, of course. In the book, I have written about 75 real-life business cases from all over the world. So there's many companies that do the right thing. Of course, it's not enough. You know, it's still a minority and it should become a majority. But yeah, we have either large companies that do a bit good or smaller companies that do a lot good or anything in between. But we have enough good examples to learn from.
I want technology, Molly, to cure cancer. I want technology with the help of business at this point to come up with the challenges of climate change. I want all these things. Is it going to deliver?
Yeah, can you tell us, Marga? I mean, what is some of the hope here?
Molly doesn't know.
I have no idea. Don't ask me.
Yeah, it can deliver. I mean, it will not go by itself. We have to, you know, join efforts and have all stakeholders, you know, pointing in the right direction and focus on that. And if we put our energy, our mindset and our investments toward that, then it can absolutely be achieved. I mean, we have actually still no clue what technology can do. Huh? We want to, you know, come across as if we do know, but to be fair, we don't know. I mean, even the other day, there was a message and I put it on Instagram that, for instance, Google's DeepMind's AI has predicted over 380,000 stable materials, meaning there's all kinds of new advanced materials that can do take care of technological breakthroughs, and we have no idea what they will be. So nobody can predict, but I am absolutely sure that we can do much more than we think. And John, the topics that you pointed out is hugely important. I mean, tech for medical reasons and for healthcare is hugely important. Also hugely important to close what they call the digital divide, meaning that we have to disseminate progress that technology brings us equally around the world.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't there something recently, I think, that I saw that it was the ChatGPT or one of the other bots was giving like faulty medical advice, I believe, on one of those? I mean, there could be some potentially really dangerous stuff out there, Marga, isn't that right?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, of course. And we do need rules and regulations and policies around technology. And they have to do both. They, on the one hand, have to, as much as possible, you know, prevent bad intent, because behind every bad technology is people that have not the positive intent, of course. And on the other hand, help and support technology to do good and not paralyze that or limit it. So it has to do both.
Well, it's like at the dawn of the nuclear age, the promise was for free, clean energy for the world. Mm. What we got also were nuclear weapons that could destroy us in the blink of an eye.
Exactly. Take the bad with the good.
I'd rather take the good.
I mean, we can have drones in wars, and we can all imagine what they're doing there. But we can also have robots in battlefields that save people, because the first 30 seconds is the most important, and drones that can deliver medicine and seeds to remote areas. So there's always those two sides. But if we only, you know, focus on fearing the downside of technology, we forget that we actually also need it to achieve the good.
And, you know, Marga, something that this brings up the question of sustainability and ESG, and that's become, you know, as I'm sure you know, a very political debate on our side of the pond. But you're telling us that, you know, you don't think that it necessarily has to be.
Well, again, we need both. But, you know, sometimes to make a big of a joke, I was talking to a big bank, and then they said, "Yo, you're in," because I'm based in Europe, "you have all these rules and regulations, and we have to, you know, settle whole departments to monitor all that. But where are the deals?" So in other words, you know, the sustainable business has to be profitable and sustainable by itself. And then, of course, rules and regulations can close the back door, but it very rarely opens the front door. In other words, you know, businesses have to do it by themselves because they see good reason for it. And then it can be supportive to have rules and regulations and all kinds of policies around it, but it won't solve it by itself.
In this new industrial revolution, the fourth industrial revolution, as you term it, do you have a favorite technology that stands out that you see as most promising?
Well, what's actually my favorite, if you will, about this fourth industrial revolution, that it's so very different. So in former industrial revolutions, we have one, two things, you know, like coal, oil, gas, all these few innovations, but they had big effect. The difference with the fourth industrial revolution is that it's like, you know, a huge toolkit. In my book, I describe 8 groups of technologies, from AI and data to 3D printing, robotics, advanced materials, and so on and so forth. And they blend physical and digital technologies. And in every solution, a combination of those eight groups appears. So what's my favorite, why I like it so much, is because we're so rich this time with so many options and combinations that we can do, you know, things beyond the unimaginable. To give you an example, you know, our coral reefs are about to disappear, for instance.
Oh, we only have about 20 seconds, but coral reefs, 3D printing at the intersection, you believe it's actually something that could save the coral reefs.
Margo? Exactly. It can reverse the damage inflicted because we can print, and then the ecosystem doesn't recognize it as artificial, so we can actually restore nature.
Marga Hoke, we appreciate your appearance today. CEO of Business for Good, author of Imagine Tech for Good, Solving the World's Greatest Challenges.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.